We've now got a corner. I'm going to get out of the way. Comes in to Jude. Took a deflection from a defender. Oh, he's going to have a reverse kick in. Shot. Oh, and it's over.
Jude, why do you like football seriously, mate?
Because it's brilliant. To tackle players, to score goals and run about.
Is that what you're good at then, tackling?
Yeah.
If you had to teach me how to do a good tackle, because I'm not very good at football, what would you say?
Slide tackle.
I am Mamadi Sidibe, former Stoke City football player.
How's retired life?
Yeah, it's okay. I know, I'm enjoying it, especially at the moment I'm working for the club, some scouting for the club, mainly in France.
Football's the reason we're here today, really, isn't it? It's helping Jude, who's 7 years old, be able to play football. Why is it that you've got involved?
I know Tony, Jude's father's 8-9 years now, before Jude is born, so I know Jude since he's born. He's a boy, he loves football. He's with my son all day playing football. You can see the only thing he loves is to run after the ball since he's a baby. So yeah, it's nice to see him working better, running better. We will be able to have a club around the Stoke-on-Trent for Jude and the other kids in the same situation.
I have been told, though, that Jude is a Chelsea fan.
Most of the boys, they're Stoke fans and they also have another team.
So there's going to be no rules in the team then? You can support who you like to play?
Of course.
Should we first of all show these new exercises? Just getting Jude on the side. And what we're looking for him to do now is just open his leg. Push up, Jude. Good boy, that's one. Do the second one. Do it again. Two. This is Judith's St George's Park, England's training ground, where there was an event for Cerebral Palsy Sport England.
So you've got a video on your phone and we can see Jude and some of the young boys with high-vis bibs on having a go at some skills in a match. How does he react when he's on the pitch? Can you see the emotion in him, the enjoyment?
It's just absolutely incredible. It's the one thing in his life that really just keeps him going. He's so determined. He loves football.
Because ultimately, your aim is to try and establish a football team here locally.
A few years back, we went to an event through CP Sport England, and we had to travel over to Nottingham, Manchester. We've just travelled around so many times, but it seemed to be every few months. So it wasn't something that Duke could get used to playing on a regular basis, so it just gives them a safe environment to play and the smiles on the faces, and these are kids who'd never normally have that opportunity.
Because you can't just take Jude and help him to join a regular team, pick one at random here in Staffordshire. It's not that easy, is it?
No, not at all. CP is all mobility problems, so kids who can't turn quickly. So it is so difficult for him to be able to join in any other match.
Jude's had an operation recently, hasn't he? You've got a video looking back at that day.
This is Jude walking up the road, going to his operation at the Portland Hospital in London. Feet turning in, tripping over. It takes up a lot of energy just to be able to walk for a distance. But Jude's such a determined boy. He just wants to go out and play all the time. And football, it's just football.
Yeah! Yeah!